I'm not sure I follow.
It's just an adaptation of... You've studied physics, haven't you?
A little bit in medical school. My worst courses after Latin.
Do you remember the principle of equivalence?
I remember there was something by that name, something to do with relativity, right?
It means that there's no difference being in a gravitational field and being in an equivalent accelerated frame of... It means that when the anniversary is blasting 5Gs, the effect on us is the same as if it were sitting on its tail on a big planet, on one with 5Gs surface gravity.
Seems obvious.
Maybe it is. It means that there's no experiment you could perform on the ship that could tell you whether you were blasting or just sitting on a big planet.
Sure there is. You could turn off the engines and if...
Or you could look outside, sure. I mean, isolated physics lab type experiments.
All right, I'll accept that. So?
You know Archimedes' law?
Sure, the fake crown. That's what always got me about physics. They make a big to-do about obvious things, and when it gets to the rough parts...
Archimedes' law says that when you immerse something in a fluid, it's buoyed up by a force equal to the weight of the fluid it displaces.
That's reasonable.
And that holds no matter what kind of gravitation or acceleration you're in. In a ship blasting at 5Gs, the water displaced, if it's water, weighs 5 times as much as regular water at 1G.
Sure.
So, if you float somebody in the middle of a tank of water so that she's weightless, she'll still be weightless when the ship is doing 5Gs.
Hold on, son. You had me going there, but it won't work.
Why not?
I was tempted to tell him to stick to his pills and stethoscopes and let me handle the physics, but it was a good thing I didn't.
What happens when you drop a wrench in a submarine?
Submarine?
That's right. They work by Archimedes.
Ouch, you're right. Jesus, hadn't thought it through.